Now today, friends, we come to the second division of this personal section of the Epistle to the Galatians. We saw last time the experience of Paul in Arabia, and there we saw the origin of the gospel. The Lord Jesus communicated it to him directly. Now the question arose, was it the same gospel that the other apostles had received also from the Lord Jesus? They had received it from his lips. Now, in the first part of chapter 2 here, the first 10 verses, we see the oneness of the gospel and Paul's experience with the apostles in Jerusalem. And we'll see something here that I think is very interesting, and that is the communication of the gospel now. And we see that the church in Jerusalem approved Paul's gospel, and that, I think, is very important to see. And notice the first 5 verses that we have in this chapter here. He says, "Then 14 years after, I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, and I took Titus with me also." And I think that's rather a master stroke here of Paul taking up with him this man, Titus, young preacher, because he was a Gentile. And the question's going to be at that great council, first council of the church in Jerusalem, and it concerned whether men are saved by the grace of God or whether they should come in under the law. And Paul had him there as exhibit number 1. He was not circumcised. Will he be forced to become circumcised? That's going to become, by the way, a very important question, and one that I would say is going to have to be answered one way or another. And so we find here that this is a very important matter. In fact, it's all important here. Now, I want us to look at this because what we have here is this experience of Paul with the apostles. He says that they have come up to Jerusalem to decide whether man must come in under the Mosaic law. Because you see, the Judaizers were out, and they were saying the church in Jerusalem believes you should be under the law. Well, all of those men there, for the Jerusalem church was an all-Jewish church. They had certainly been under it. Many of them still went to the temple to worship. And, in fact, that must have been their meeting place. And there was nothing wrong with that. And I believe that this reference here now in verse 1 is the reference to the Council of Jerusalem, as recorded in the 15th chapter of Acts. When Paul and Barnabas came up there in order to get this church's word about the gospel,